Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Constellation Energy Corporation, ticker symbol CEG. If you're curious about the energy sector, especially with the growing buzz around nuclear power and clean energy, this is one stock you don't want to miss. We're going to break down everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. So grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get into it. All right. Let's set the stage. Constellation Energy is a major player in the U.S. energy market, focusing on generating and selling electricity with a big emphasis on clean, sustainable sources. They're not just another utility company, they're positioning themselves at the forefront of the energy transition, especially with nuclear power as a backbone. With data centers and AI infrastructure driving massive energy demand, companies like CEG are becoming critical to the future. Today, we'll unpack their business model, financial health, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's start with a quick look at who Constellation Energy is. Based in Baltimore, Maryland, CEG operates one of the largest fleets of nuclear power plants in the country. They were spun off from Exelon Corporation in 2021, and since then they've been laser-focused on clean energy generation. Their operations are split into five key segments: Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, New York, ERCOT, that's Texas, and other regions. They're not just producing power, they're also a major supplier to businesses and communities across the U.S. With over 14,000 employees and a market cap north of $100 billion, they're a heavyweight in the renewable utility space within the broader utilities sector. Their mission? Deliver clean, reliable energy while capitalizing on emerging trends like AI-driven power needs. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, Constellation Energy pulled in about $23.57 billion in total revenue. Breaking it down by region, their Mid-Atlantic segment led the charge with $5.52 billion, followed closely by other regions at $5.1 billion, and the Midwest at $4.81 billion. New York contributed $2.05 billion, and ERCOT brought in $1.5 billion. What's clear here is that CEG has a diversified geographic footprint, which helps balance out risks if one region underperforms. A big chunk of their revenue comes from nuclear energy sales, and with growing demand from tech giants for sustainable power, these numbers could see a nice bump in the coming years. It's a solid base, but I'll dive deeper into growth trends when we look at earnings. Moving on to earnings, Constellation Energy has been making waves. In their latest Q4 2024 report, they posted earnings per share of $2.30, beating the consensus estimate of $2.20. That's a strong result, though it's slightly down from $2.44 a year ago. Over the full year 2024, their EPS came in at a whopping $11.90, reflecting net income of $3.75 billion on revenue of $23.57 billion. Compare that to 2023, where EPS was $5.02 on net income of $1.62 billion, and you can see the massive jump in profitability. This growth is driven by operational efficiencies and strong demand for clean energy, particularly from data centers. Looking at the trend over the past few years, they've turned things around from a loss of 49 per share in 2022 to these impressive figures. It's a testament to their focus on high-margin nuclear operations and strategic market positioning. Let's take a closer look at some insights from their recent earnings call for Q3 2024. Management highlighted a GAAP earnings figure of $3.82 per share, driven by robust nuclear output and favorable market conditions. They emphasized their role as a key energy provider for AI infrastructure, noting long-term contracts with tech companies as a growth driver. They also discussed the integration of Calpine, which is boosting capacity, and addressed regulatory challenges, particularly potential caps on electricity rates in key markets. Despite these hurdles, they're confident in their ability to navigate the landscape with proactive strategies. The takeaway? Constellation is positioning itself as more than a traditional utility. They're a critical player in the future of energy. All right, let's dig into the financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. On the income statement side, revenue for 2025 is projected at $25.53 billion, up from $23.57 billion in 2024, showing steady top-line growth. Gross profit margins are impressive, sitting at 75.8% for the trailing 12 months, though net profit margin is tighter at 9.1%. Their balance sheet shows total assets of $57.2 billion for 2025, with cash and equivalents at $3.75 billion, giving them decent liquidity. Current ratio stands at 1.53, which is comfortable, and their debt-to-equity ratio is 0.62, suggesting they're not over-leveraged. On the cash flow front, 2025 saw operating cash flow of $4.24 billion, though free cash flow was $1.29 billion after hefty capital expenditures of $2.95 billion. They're investing heavily in infrastructure, which is critical for long-term growth, but does weigh on short-term cash. Return on equity is solid at 16.8%, showing they're generating decent returns for shareholders. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with strong fundamentals, but one that's reinvesting aggressively for the future. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $329.88, Constellation Energy has a trailing PE ratio of 44.52, which is on the high side compared to the industry average of about 35.05 for renewable utilities. Their forward PE for 2025 is estimated at 34.57, dropping further to 27.61 for 2026, suggesting analysts expect earnings growth to bring the multiple down over time. Price-to-sales ratio sits at 4.03, which again reflects a premium valuation. Enterprise value is $108.26 billion, factoring in their debt load. So is CEG overvalued? Well, the high multiples are partly due to the market's excitement around nuclear energy and AI infrastructure demand. You're paying for growth, but if they deliver on their potential, it could still be a fair deal. Just keep an eye on whether those growth expectations materialize. Let's break down Constellation Energy's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. 2024's earnings growth and high gross margins show they're executing well. They've got the largest nuclear fleet in the U.S., giving them a unique edge in clean energy. On the flip side, weaknesses include regulatory risks. Potential caps on electricity rates in key markets could squeeze margins. Opportunities are massive. Demand from data centers and AI infrastructure is skyrocketing, and CEG is well-positioned with long-term contracts from tech giants. Their focus on nuclear also aligns with global sustainability goals. However, threats loom with increasing competition in the renewable space and regulatory uncertainty that could disrupt growth plans. Overall, they've got a strong foundation, but navigating external challenges will be key. Let's check out recent performance. Over the past week, CEG stock is up 6.83%, which is a nice short-term pop. However, zoom out to the past 3 months, and it's down 14.73%, reflecting some volatility and likely tied to regulatory concerns in key markets. Over 1 year, it's down 4.71%, but here's the kicker. Over 5 years, it's up an incredible 602%. That long-term growth is staggering and shows the market's confidence in their pivot to clean energy. Compared to the broader utility sector, which is up 20.05% over 1 year, CEG's short-term underperformance stands out, but their long-term story is much stronger. Looking at the chart, there's potential for a rebound if they can address regulatory headwinds. For short-term moves, I'd watch for support levels around 300. If it holds, we might see some upward momentum. So what's the bottom line on Constellation Energy? This is a company with a lot going for it. Strong financials, a unique position in nuclear energy, and exposure to megatrends like AI infrastructure. Their recent earnings beat and revenue growth show they're on the right track, though high valuation multiples mean you're paying a premium for that potential. Regulatory risks are real, and short-term stock performance has been choppy, but the long-term outlook remains compelling, especially with their 602% five-year gain. For long-term investors, CEG could be a solid pick if you believe in the clean energy transition. Just be mindful of the risks and consider your entry point. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on CEG? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.